Welcome in. Time for thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER.
Hey, welcome in to our daily editorial. It is the 13th of October, Wednesday. Kind of some interesting stuff going on today. The most interesting in my mind, though, is I would really like to know what you people think about the new website that Corey has subcontracted out to other people to take care of for him. I think it looks interesting. I think it looks very sophisticated. It shows, to an extent, the large number of comments that we have on the site, and it really illustrates to me how important the folks on the political blog are. Incredibly important. Remember, neither Jimmy nor I are really getting rich off of this. We're doing it out of a passion. Okay, what's happened today that has been interesting? Well, Maxine Waters being thoroughly, I'll use the word PISSED, off at people who are, she claims, compromised one of her accounts, Facebook, etc., etc. I think that's too bad, but I could really care less about Maxine Waters. Also, Jen Psaki came out and addressed the press and said that the government was very, very unhappy with the governors of Texas and the governor of Texas and Florida. I could care less about that. They're doing what they think is important. What really happened today that is important is that the CPI, Consumer Price Index, rose 5.4% year over year. That is a very, put in context, large number for inflation, large to the point where the largest increase to Social Security recipients is going to happen this year. It'll be a 5.4% increase. Also, William Shatner is set to go up into space with Jeff Bezos on his inaugural flight. I guess that's important simply from a societal common interest standpoint. I got to give Bezos a lot of credit. I have to say that. What do you feel is more important than the trivia that I just mentioned, Jimmy?
Oh, I don't know. I love Jen Psaki threatening in our federal system, where the state's rights in the Constitution gives the governors every right except for those specified in the Constitution, where she says they're breaking federal law. I think that's it's great because it puts them in a path to court challenges, which I believe the Biden administration will continue to lose. I think Captain James T. Kirk heading to space, I think that's pretty funny and of interest. I guess he's 90 years old, and that's just kind of funny, kind of cool.
I think it is.
The inflation thing and what the administration has done. The most interesting thing that I saw today in the news, that almost 500,000 people have quit their jobs in
August.
That's
right. I was going to bring that up.
That's a huge number, huge number. And it's a lot of them are service sector employees. And then, of course, the pundits, the fools, the propaganda ministers are spinning it as, well, people are afraid of COVID. Well, I'll tell you, we've been now 18 months and people would like to go back to work. What's happening is businesses are forcing people to close in major demographic populations. California, Washington State, well, which isn't so big, but of course New York. Those are in Chicago, Illinois. Those big Democratic run areas are forcing businesses to close.
Yep.
And people are just not willing. They're not going to work. They can't work, or they're not making enough money to work. And of course, if you've got all these objectives, that you're going to have to take vaccinations, you're being forced into these, kind of like unsustainable control methods of COVID, you're forcing people out of the workforce. And then you put the federal mandates on that. This administration is absolutely destroying the American economy.
Well,
and they have no answers.
No, it absolutely is. Yeah. The amount of people that have been fired from jobs because they refused the vaccine is a very, very meaningful number now. It is in the millions, and it is a very meaningful number. because the government is in effect slowing down substantially the economy with this one. I think the government's law, regardless of whether I get vaccinated or not, I'm on the record of saying I'm not going to get vaccinated again. I've had my first two shots. Regardless of what I do is somewhat immaterial in the total scheme of things, but in terms of discharging people because they refuse to get COVID, for example, the Border Patrol workers who have said they will not get immunized, the military personnel who have said they will not get immunized, that's just a smattering. That's just a small amount of people compared to the people in industry who have said, no, we're going to walk off the job. We believe in the Constitution, and that's more, principles are more important to us than BS. Comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, you see the Southwest Airlines pilot, yeah. Their union filed a federal lawsuit to try and stop it. You've got lawsuits in New York. You see over 3,000 flights now have been canceled by Southwest, and they're trying to play it off as, you know, ATC issues and all that. It's basically people are just like, okay, I'm not going to play this game. And the interesting part about it is the union leadership is so connected to the Biden administration for payoffs and thinking they're getting something, they're doing things against their membership. So it's a great example with the schools, especially like in our district, in our little local district. The unions are siding with the governor on forcing vaccinations for the members. And there's about 25 to 30% of the teachers that don't want to be forced to take the vaccinations. And they're left, right, in the middle. They're irrelevant where they are. But the union's not standing up for them. The union is siding with a political agenda because the leadership is paying them off. And you're seeing this across the board in American politics right now, where union leadership are foregoing the needs of their actual people and leaving them out to dry.
Right.
Boeing is now going to force, it's 175,000, I believe. I think I remember that number about right.
It's 175, yes.
It's a huge amount. They're going to force all of them because of the Biden administration,
right?
Because of the fines, the potential fines. At the same time, you're getting more and more scientific information that after 3 to 5 months, the vaccines are actually almost 50% less effective, and they're not stopping people from getting the virus, and they're not stopping people from spreading the virus. So I do want to add this to the issue. There is a phenomenal, an absolutely eye-opening video from 2019 of Anthony Fauci, the director of NIAID, Infectious Disease Organization, and I believe it's one of the FDA directors for vaccinations, and they are talking about what will have to happen in order for society to accept mRNA-type vaccines, a new development process to do vaccines in a different way. And in that discussion, they actually say that, well, there's going to have to be some major event that forces people to take this new process and accept it. What that means, in my view, is that the FDA and Anthony Fauci's NIAID and the entire U.S. medical health oversight system is trying to use America and the world as guinea pigs to experiment on what they believe is a new improved process. And that's basically what they say. They say they want to force people and make it a complete change in order to do it. And it is in a scientific conference that's on video. People should look it up because absolutely understanding that helps you understand what the direction and why they force these mRNA vaccinations on Americans.
Jimmy, if you do me a favor, these folks, nobody's going to have to look it up. Send me the link. I know you can do that. Send me the link. I'll post it on the site. Having said that, we have what I would call a clear revolution in our country right now. You've got governors and you've got individual citizens who are refusing to abide by the government's direction, mandates to get vaccinated. Anything else you want to say, Jimmy?
I just don't think enough Americans trust Joe Biden and his regime. He's polling now in the low 40s or high 30s, Yep. And if he continues to push down this road, he's going to lose that battle. And if they continue to push these federal efforts over states, when that's the way our system is designed, he's going to lose that battle. People do not trust him. And I think Americans are fed up with it. I pray that Americans are fed up with what's been happening with this administration.
Jimmy, I think it's pretty obvious. You're back in the Carolinas. I'm out here at home, and I think it's pretty obvious. It certainly is out here that people are getting totally, totally fed up. And I think that Biden is going to have to pull a real rabbit out of the hat to get America behind him again. Jim, stay safe back there. Always a pleasure to talk with you, sir.
No, great. It's good talking to you, Al.